Now, Margaret Mills has returned this week with the story of an author who came to Essex. I don't think she lived here, did she?
She didn't. No, she visited.
Right, and who was it?
It's a lady called Mary Elizabeth Braddon.
What can you tell us about her?
She was a very... I mean, she's a name largely forgotten today, but the book in question that uses Essex as its fictional setting has never been out of print since 1861. Quite an achievement,
A big achievement, yeah. And you say that she's basically the J.K. Rowling of her day.
Oh, she was.
Yes. So, tell us about the book.
Best-selling authoress Mary Elizabeth Braddon. She was... It's difficult for us today to realise how successful this woman was. When her new books came out, people would literally queue down the road at bookshops to collect her latest book. She decided in 1861 to come to Essex and to use Essex as the fictional setting for a book that she had in mind. She'd already got an outline of a plot, but she decided to rent accommodation at Ingate Stone Hall, very much part of Essex, our own manor house at Ingate Stone. And she rented accommodation there for a few months and looked around the area to find some fictional settings that she could use in her book. If you want to get a copy of the book and read it, because as I say, it's never been out of print, you can still find it in bookshops, you can still find it in your local library. It's called Lady Audley's Secret, and it's a murder mystery, and anyone reading it will easily recognise Ingate Stone Hall. They will recognise Ingate Stone Village and Ingate Stone Railway Station, and they will certainly recognise the fact that she is using places in Essex as part of the setting of her book. I have to say, she also brought in some of the local characters, and they weren't quite so happy with the way that they were portrayed. Portrayed by this lady from London, best-selling novelist of her day, and many people in Essex felt that they had been portrayed as local rustics, perhaps sitting round with straw in their hair and a piece of grass sticking out of their mouths, and they weren't too impressed. One of the people who was particularly offended was the station master at Ingate Stone Station, because he's in the book and he's portrayed as rather slow of wit, as are several of the innkeepers in Ingate Stone Village. So we can imagine that didn't go down too well with the locals. But by now, Mary Elizabeth Braddon was safely back in London. Her book came out. It was a huge success. She was a prolific novelist. She wrote over 75 novels in her heyday, all of them very well received. But Lady Audley's Secret was a runaway success. And adaptations of it still appear frequently on BBC, on the radio, on television, and many, many times has a play been adapted in the West End. It's still as interesting today as it was in 1862.
And you say that she was quite a colourful lady herself.
Oh, indeed. Yes, the story of her didn't really come to light until many years after Lady Audley's Secret was published. It came to light in the latter part of the 1870s, when it was found out that far from being married, as everyone supposed, to a very well-known Victorian publisher called John Maxwell, he actually already had a wife who was locked away in a lunatic asylum in Ireland. Shades of Jane Eyre here, I think, are coming through. And this caused an immense scandal when it came to light, because by now Mary Elizabeth Braddon and John Maxwell, to all intents and purposes husband and wife, had six children of their own to add to the six that Maxwell already had by his legal wife. The country was scandalised, but it didn't stop people buying her books. There seemed to be this ethos, well, of course, she comes from the artistic world and that's acceptable. You know, when we read and we hear about the Victorians, they're always portrayed as very prudish, aren't they? And I think this is a case in point that proves that, you know, if you were famous enough and you were well-liked enough and you were rich enough, an awful lot of your indiscretions got overlooked. And certainly Braddon got away with it. It's said that when Maxwell's wife died several years later, they did eventually seize the opportunity to marry and make their relationship legitimate. So although she never lived down her scandalous past, people would say, oh, well, Mary Elizabeth Braddon, of course, she's a rather scandalous lady. Today, it's her past life that's forgotten and her books, certainly Lady Audley's Secret, that have earned her credit.
Good stuff. Well, you know, quite frankly, the Victorians probably enjoyed a bit of scandal, if the truth be known. Good stuff. Thanks very much indeed for that, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.